Praise God for giving us the ability to gather today on this wonderful holiday that Christ has left for us to remember today. And so this is a time when the Jewish community celebrates the Passover in remembrance of the time when they had to leave Egypt. They had to leave the time of slavery so that they can go towards the promised land that God has promised them. And so for us, these are also examples left for in the Old Testament for us to remember, for us to use as an example of how God also wants to lead us out of slavery, which is slavery to sin, the sinful desires that are passed on to us generation to generation, to finally make a break in that so that we can become pure, we can become those who can resemble God in His image, resemble Him in His purity, His righteousness. And so we're probably going to hear a lot about what the Passover was and various other examples. But one thing that I wanted to share with you that I felt was very, very important for us to keep in mind is the part where they had to leave, or they were preparing to leave Egypt, and there are certain processes that they had to go through. Some which we already talked about, but one of them is in Exodus chapter 12, and if we'll start reading from verse 5, it says, "Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male, a year old, and you may take it from the sheep or from the goats, and you shall keep it until the 14th day of the month, when the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill their lamb at twilight." And we'll skip to verse 8. "They shall eat the flesh that night, roasted on fire with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. They shall eat it. Do not eat any of it raw or boiled in water, but roasted at its head with its legs and inner parts. You shall let none of it remain until the morning. Anything that remains in the morning you shall burn." So here was a command to choose a lamb of one lamb or goat, a one-year-old, pure without blemish. And they were to, this was the Passover that they were supposed to, part of the Passover that they were supposed to eat before they had to leave Egypt. And the one part that I wanted to underline, or the verse that I wanted to underline here, is they shall eat the flesh that night, roasted on the fire with unleavened bread and bitter herbs, they shall eat it. So they should eat it with their head and its legs and inner parts. So in other words, this was not a big party where they gathered to just have a good time and eat stuff that they enjoy, or that's palatable to their that's palatable to them. But it was time when they had to eat whatever was necessary to prepare them for the journey to come out of the place of slavery, what enslaved them. And here it says that they were supposed to eat every part of it. They could not pick and choose parts of the lamb, whatever it is, for example, picking out just meat or picking out fattened meat or such, whatever is good for their taste buds. In addition, they had to actually eat it with bitter herbs. And for us, this is an example of when we come to God and we allow Him to be our Lord, allow Him to lead us and show us, lead us in various circumstances in our lives. When we ask for His word to give us understanding, give us knowledge of what he wants us to give in each day, because his word is the food that comes from above. And so basically we are not to pick and choose whatever is more convenient for us at that time, or whatever is more comfortable for us to, or whatever we think is more acceptable to us. We can't take, pick and choose parts of it. It's either we take the whole thing or none of it. God wants us to take every part that he offers to us so that our bodies are presented pure in all parts, so there's nothing left of this world, nothing that is corruptible, so that we are pure in all that we do, all that we desire. That way we can fulfill God's commands and God's will here on earth. Amen.